Welcome everybody to our April edition of Unboxing the Trends. I'm your host, Tim Rannigan, and I'm joined again today by the unboxing logistics legend, Lori Boyer. Lori, how are you doing today?
So good. Really excited to be here with you. It's a beautiful April day here in Texas.
Nice. We are enjoying some warm weather finally here in Utah as well. It's nice to be on the other side of winter. So Lori, for the last couple episodes, we have talked a lot about tariffs. We're going to switch gears a little bit and let's bring some fresh topics to the Unboxing the Trends episode. Specifically, Lori, I know that you know what's going on out in the industry today. So can you give us some ideas of some trends that you're seeing that may not actually be related to some tariffs?
Tariffs are everywhere. We all know we're dealing with the everything that's going on with tariffs and not with tariffs. You know, a few episodes ago, I think that I said that I'm just going to have to keep an eye on it. Things are going to be coming and going. And I think that's true. But I'm glad you want to move past that because there are things going on in the industry outside of just tariffs. And specifically, Timbo, I've been thinking that I really have been interested in some things happening with carriers lately.
Oh, interesting. Okay?
So first of all, in the last week or so, some reports have come out that around, I'm going to look up the number so I have it exactly, FedEx and UPS have lost quite a bit of their market share. In 2024, compared to the previous year, alternative carriers delivered 44% more packages than they did in the past. So that has been a decline mostly away from FedEx and UPS. It's not just regional and alternative carriers, though, Tim. It's also major retailers are a huge portion of that. We're seeing Amazon doing a large number of deliveries. Walmart is doing deliveries, but then also those regional alternative carriers are seeing a huge jump there. So that's something that's really interesting. We've talked for a long time about the importance of diversifying your carrier network. And I think these numbers are really just bearing fruit that that is what's happening. So my advice for everyone around that, if you are not, you know, if you have been stuck kind of with your pet favorite carriers, it is important that you expand, that you look to regional carriers. We're no longer in kind of that era of just sticking with the big dogs. But that being said, I also think, Tim, and you tell me if you disagree, but I think it also means it's a great chance to kind of look at your contract with some of the big ones as well, with FedEx, with UPS, and kind of see maybe where you can play some chess and figure out maybe you can get yourself a better deal because they are working to kind of try to get things moving again. What do you think about that?
I love those suggestions, Lori. That $2.3 billion number is pretty staggering. And I think it reflects that brands are looking for options that give their customers that flexibility that they're looking for. And I love the recommendation about the contracts, right? And I think for our listeners out there, I'll just add one little tidbit to that. If you are having your contract negotiations annually, I would recommend to try to move those up quarterly. With things changing so much in the market this time of year and in 2025, a quarterly review could really benefit you versus an annual review.
And great, great point, especially as I shouldn't even say the P word, peak season, but as we're starting to move towards peak season, great to lock in some additional deals on your rates as we're moving towards the time when we often see extra surcharges and everything else. So love that, Tim.
I think a lot of people will agree with me that it's never too early in the year to talk about peak season. There's so much that goes on.
It's true.
So Lori, I love that conversation about this carrier mix, especially as it relates to FedEx and UPS. Are there any other carriers that are kind of popping up on your trends radar?
Okay. So yes, just this week, just in the last couple of days, we saw DHL come out and have some restrictions around high value B2C shipments. So I just want to cover this briefly because I had a small business reach out who was a little bit confused about it. And so I just want to make sure everybody understands. So DHL, what they've done is any shipments that are going from a business to a consumer, So not business to business. This is where I had one of my small businesses get confused and think that it was going to fall under that. It's not. But if it is a business to a consumer shipment that's over $800, DHL is not going to be shipping those across borders. So obviously, if you are a business and you're shipping to a consumer, a high value item, I think that it is important that you, again, are diversifying your carriers, look for some alternatives. There's just kind of some confusion with all the customs workload, with all the tariffs. This is kind of one of those, this is going to be temporary according to DHL, but these are the kind of compliance issues that we can see kind of stacking up with some of the confusion that's going on. So businesses, small business, if you have high value items, you need to make sure that you're expanding and looking for other options. But it shouldn't apply to you if it's a business to business purchase. So I've had somebody for their suppliers or whatnot. It's not applicable for that. Does that help?
It does. Absolutely. It's all about risk mitigation. Try to get out in front of these. So just to reiterate what Lori just said, if you use DHL for some of these higher value direct to consumer products, make sure you have some fallback options in place. It'll really help you get out in front of some of these regulations. And again, it's all about risk mitigation. Get ahead of the game.
For sure. And we have great people in the network out there who are in our podcast network here who can really help advise you if you are cross-border. Absolutely reach out to any of your contacts, any of your consultancies, contractors, anybody you've got in that cross-border, and make sure you're staying in contact with them. They can give you great advice on that. All right. I got one more carrier I wanted to cover, Tim. Any guesses on who it might be?
Oh, geez. Well, we've gone through DHL. We've done FedEx. We've done UPS. That leaves USPS.
That's right. The good old Postal Service. Love them. Of course, the big news is that DeJoy is out. And we're kind of all waiting, excited to find out who our next Postmaster General is going to be. I'm sure that we'll cover that in an episode in the future. Next week, we'll be at the National Postal Forum. Maybe it'll be announced there. Anybody got the word to the ground, but their ear to the ground on what's going to happen. I'll be there speaking at NPF next week. Anybody who's there, I'd love to meet up with you and let's chat. Let's talk about it all. But I also wanted to touch a little bit the beginning of April. So we're a few weeks in. The USPS did make some new service standards for their ground advantage and the single piece first class mail. Basically, you're going to get about an extra day in transit if your volume originates in kind of a rural area. So for volume that's more rural, it may take a little bit longer, but the hope is that that's going to speed everything up elsewhere. So for that, I would just say make sure you're keeping an eye on if you do have, you know, a lot of rural shipping going on. And make adjustments to service levels if that extra day may impact you. So, but otherwise, really the big news USPS is we're all just kind of waiting to see about the Postmaster General. And, you know, things are happening with carriers all the time. And it's really exciting. So I think that's pretty much all I got. It's a carrier-focused episode, Tim.
Well, carriers are important in the world of e-commerce, shipping, and logistics. So thank you, Lori. We appreciate your insights on this episode of Unboxing the Trends. To all of our listeners out there, we would love for you to stay involved with each of these episodes. So as we go through them, if you want to drop some comments down in the comment section below, please add your thoughts, especially if you know who the next Postmaster General is going to be. We would love to know that as well.
If it's you, put it in the comments. Let us know.
So if it's you, definitely comment in the comment section below. But until next time, thanks for joining us on this episode of Unboxing the Trends.